Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gistine, and joining us as he does on Thursday mornings is Jim Kevlin. He is the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allatsego.com. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, David. How are you?
I'm doing well today, and a very interesting story you're going to tell us about the superintendent of Milford Central School, who is retiring and was involved in the 90s in a major Supreme Court case.
As it happens, all four school districts around Otsego Lake are losing a superintendent of schools this year. And one of them, as you mentioned, Peter Lipshin in Milford, has been there for 19 years. He arrived in the middle of a U.S. Supreme Court case that had divided the community. Good News Club versus Milford Central School. In 1992, the school board had decided to allow social, civic, and recreational meetings after class. And so the Boy Scouts, 4-H, and other groups began using the school. Steve Fournier, Pastor Fournier, who still runs an active church in the Milford area, applied to use the school for the Good News Club. And the application said that the kids would use it to have a fun time singing songs, hearing a Bible lesson, and memorizing scripture. So the school board deemed that religious worship and barred it, and the Fournier sued. So as you might imagine, the community was in an uproar. Two or three superintendents in as many years had been churned through because of this challenge. And so Peter Lipshin arrived in 1996 from Fort Edward, where he was principal. So some of your listeners from there will remember him. He was a military man. He was tough, but also very kind. His contribution was to sit down with Pastor Fournier and to make peace, as he recalled it to me the other day. So he told Steve, look, this is in the courts. It'll work its way through to a resolution. And while that's going on, let's be civil. This doesn't have to tear the community apart. So because of Peter's personality, Pastor Fournier agreed, and the case went forward. The community calmed down. And finally, in February 2001, the U.S. Supreme Court heard the case and in June ruled in favor of the Good News Club, which made it a very seminal and definitive case. In effect, the justices found First Amendment protects religion, but it doesn't protect us from religion. If the Scouts could build character on school property, then so could the Good News Club, the justices decided. So at the time, as you can imagine, this put Milford Central School in the national media limelight for a few days, and so it's vividly remembered there. And at graduation last Friday, so was Peter Lipshin's role. It was a very warm and celebratory event. So the Good News Club versus Milford Central School defines the way schools can be used by various groups, even to today. But Milford continues as a community of goodwill, and Peter Lipshin played a role in it. So there it is.
And we wish him congratulations on his retirement. We've been speaking with Jim Kevlin, the editor and publisher of Hometown Oneonta, the Freeman's Journal, and allatsego.com, where you can go to read about this story and much, much more. Jim, thank you.
Thank you, David.